You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Much love to everybody listening all over North America. Every place from Montreal to San Diego up to, I don't know, or out to Honolulu. You could be in Honolulu, you could be in Miami. Or you can be, I don't know, in Texas, the Midwest, the Northeast, the mountains. You could be in a peak, a valley, a desert. I don't know. You could be on the beach, the forest. I appreciate you. We're going to be hanging out here for the next 2 hours. Thank you to everyone who locked in to the first two. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. For every minute, every second, the free Odyssey app is how you can lock in. Of course, you can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. We are here. And when I say we, it's myself and super producer Dave Shepard. Talked about Chet Holmgren earlier on in the show. Number 2 overall pick by the Oklahoma City Thunder. This man went down in a pro-am game. Jamal Crawford had a pro-am game in Seattle on Saturday, and Chet, it only took him a few minutes to try to contest the LeBron James layup, and now it seems that he has ligament damage in his foot, the extent of which is unknown. Not easy when you're 7'1", and everybody thought he was just going to be too skinny. Well, first of all, his big injury, his foot is too damn big. I hope he's healthy and returns. Speaking of healthy and returning, someone that you will not see, I don't know, until 2024 is Walker Buehler, starting pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He just underwent his second Tommy John surgery. The Dodgers should be fine. As of right now, as I watch the game in the studio, they're smacking up the Brewers, as they should, 12-4. We talked about Devontae Adams and his comments on Aaron Rodgers. And also, at the same damn time, right before we went to break, I told you about a trade that took place, but a few minutes ago, in the NBA. I might as well fill you in on it. Patrick Beverley went from the Minnesota Timberwolves to the Jazz earlier on this offseason. Well, Patrick Beverley will not be sticking around with the Jazz because the Jazz have traded Patrick Beverley to the Los Angeles Lakers for Talen Horton-Tucker. And so Horton-Tucker will go put up points for Utah. Patrick Beverley will play defense for the Los Angeles Lakers. And I will assume that this is not it for Danny Ainge. That, yes, Donovan Mitchell has not been traded yet. And maybe this is a precursor of bigger things to come. We know that Donovan Mitchell has been rumored to go to the New York Knicks now for months. And so let's also see what happens with the Los Angeles Lakers. They pick up a guard who actually plays defense and will be a pain in the ass. And damn it, we know this much. This man is not going to shut up. I wonder what this will look like on the same team with LeBron. I want to say Russell Westbrook, but I think we know that there's a good chance that Russell Westbrook will not be a Laker by the time the season starts. So just a reminder, if you didn't hear me, Patrick Beverley is going from the Utah Jazz to the Los Angeles Lakers for Talen Horton-Tucker. And so there's going to be some things that are happening, and we will keep you up to date. Okay, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We spent a good amount of time the past several days highlighting some accomplishments in Major League Baseball. Taking a look at someone like Aaron Judge, who might be on his way right now to having more home runs than anyone in American League history. He's on his way to having more than 61. Let's see if he can do it. At the same time, Aaron Judge, who's in the prime of his career, we can go ahead and look at the Cards right now, someone specifically in Albert Pujols, who's at the end of his career, and Albert Pujols is trying to make a push towards 700 home runs. Is it going to happen? Who knows? Maybe not. But these are two guys, just greats. Yeah, Aaron Judge hasn't picked up an MVP yet, but he's going to have one this season. And Pujols, he has his share of them. And so thinking about some of these legends, we've always had the conversation about MLB highlighting its stars and getting recognition. You know, with Pujols retiring and Aaron Judge on his stretching streak, it's just like, wow. How much attention are they really going to get in the public conscious over the next month? And sure, people have so many things to be distracted by. But when Barry Bonds was breaking records, it was like national news. You know, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, yeah, different time, different era. The advent, really, of the wide distribution of the internet, almost. These guys were national figures. And so it always makes me go, damn it. Who's leading the charge for Major League Baseball? And not amongst hardcore, just diehard MLB fans, but just in regards to, we need to see that guy selling Pepsi. Well, we need to see that guy on the Today Show. Who the hell is leading the charge for baseball? Who are the biggest stars in baseball? You know, who does America recognize? Who do they understand? Who do they see? And so we're not going to waste any time. I'm going to give you a top six list, and we're going to talk about Major League Baseball's biggest stars. Who are the most famous individuals here in North America? Let's cover all of baseball. Let's not waste any time. Let's play the funky music.
6, 5, 4, 3. 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We are seeing some legendary performances in Major League Baseball. Is America paying attention? Is North America paying attention? You know, who are the most famous baseball players? Who's leading the charge for MLB? Well, let's talk about a few of those names. Let's count them down. It's a top six list. Why six? Because it stands out. Something I've been doing on YouTube for the better part of a decade. Let's not waste any time. Let's hit six.
Number six.
So nice we had to say it twice. At number six, I'm going to Los Angeles. Yeah, not that other team in Los Angeles. I'm going to go to the team that actually plays in Los Angeles. I'm going to the Dodgers, and I'm going to Clayton Kershaw. It's crazy to think. It feels that he's been pitching longer than 2008, but then I have to remember to myself that 2008, it feels like yesterday, but it's been a long time. At this point, Clayton Kershaw has been pitching in the majors for 15 seasons. He's 34 years old. Right now, he's competing on a one-year deal, and unfortunately right now, we're just like, damn it, man, can you stay healthy? Can you come back and pitch for the rest of the season into the postseason for these Dodgers? Until he got hurt again. It's like he found the fountain of youth. 15 starts, an ERA of 2.6, and another all-star appearance. This is someone who has three Cy Youngs. This is someone who also won an MVP and a Cy Young in the same damn season. Clayton Kershaw is also an amazing human being. And you want to know someone else who knew how special and amazing he was? He just passed away. It's Vin Scully. This is what Vin had to say about Clayton almost 10 years ago.
Clayton Kershaw, he's 23 years old. Someone once talked about another player and said his ceiling is the Sistine Chapel. And really, that's Clayton Kershaw. He's a marvelous pitcher, deservedly so, of all of the areas that he has dominated, earned run average, strikeouts, and trying for 21.
Yeah, he's absolutely amazing. Well, he's done a whole hell of a lot then, between now and then. He is one of the faces of the game. Clayton Kershaw, it's like, hey, Dodgers won a championship. Who's on the night shows? It's Clayton Kershaw. Who's playing in one of the biggest media markets in the country? It's Clayton Kershaw. The only thing is Clayton Kershaw, he's a quiet, humble, chill dude. But he's still one of the biggest stars in the game. I got him at number 6 on the list. Who the hell is the most famous? Who is the face of baseball? Let's move on to this number.
Number 5.
This man, I guess he was considered a prodigy. He debuted at 19 years old. He debuted. How is this even possible, man? Hey, Shep, time flies, man.
Yeah, no kidding. You're like 24 now.
Close. Sure. I'm going to say this again, and it's going to make me feel old. His name is Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is getting ready to turn 30 years old. Shout outs to Bryce Harper. I've interviewed him before. Real nice guy. He debuted at 19 in 2012. How the hell is that even possible? He's been a 7-time All-Star, Rookie of the Year. Bryce Harper was supposed to be like the LeBron James of baseball. I don't know if it's worked out that way. He's been solid. He's been consistent. He's had to deal with his own injuries, even this year with the Phillies, of which he signed a $330 million year deal 3 years ago. He's hurt again. But even last year, he won his second MVP. And he is an All-Star. And if he keeps this up, he's probably going to go into the Hall of Fame. Has he lived up to the major hype? I wouldn't say so. But he is still one of the best in the game. And just because of his phenom status, I think he's one of the most well-known players in the game. And there's no doubt about it. Bryce Harper, he's one of the most well-known stars in Major League Baseball. Typically, people can say he's a jerk. But after he won his MVP last year, he got a little emotional.
Bryce, congratulations. The 2021 National League Most Valuable Player. I see that you are emotional. What is going through your mind as you've just won your second MVP?
Man, I'm just, I'm overwhelmed for sure. You know, I'm very excited. I got so many people to thank. You know, of course, my family and my wife. You know, this year was tough, you know, starting off, you know, getting hit in the face. It was definitely a tough couple days for me, tough couple weeks for me, trying to get back. And was able to get back, you know. My teammates were incredible throughout the whole process of trying to get me back and things like that. And, you know, I got to thank, you know, my teammates, City of Philadelphia, our fans, John Middleton, the whole Middleton family, my chef, Dan. I never went to bed hungry. You know, my kiddos plugging me along every single day. My dad, my mom, I mean, everybody. I mean, it was a big effort for us this year. And it was a lot of fun to, you know, be here and be part of, you know, be part of this.
Hey, Shep, all the way at the end, he thanked you as well. Did you hear it?
And you.
Yeah, he thanked the Philly fanatic. He thanked everybody. And good for him. He gets a bad rap sometimes. He's a cool dude. Just goes and plays baseball. Has he lived up to the enormous hype? No. But he is certainly one of the top stars in Major League Baseball. One of the most recognizable faces. And if we have to talk about faces in baseball, let's move on to this number.
Number 4.
If I have to think about the top guys, the people who represent the game, I got to be honest here. This guy should be number one. He should have been number one for a long-ass time, but he doesn't talk to anybody. He doesn't want it. He doesn't care about it. You probably already know who I'm getting ready to say. His name is Mike Trout. He just turned 31 years old. Sounds crazy. He debuted in 2011 at 19 years old. He's already won three MVPs, Rookie of the Year, 10-time All-Star. I mean, he could retire today and, no, I don't think he'd get in the Hall of Fame. But if he continues to play, he will. And damn it, he will continue to play. $426 million contract? Well, yeah, Mike Trout isn't going anywhere. And it doesn't matter if it's his back, his wrist, his thumbs. This man is going to collect all of his money. It's just a shame that we really haven't seen him healthy. I don't know, for what, almost 3 years now, it feels like? Now he's dealing with the back. Mike Trout had to tell everybody, hey, listen, my back injury is not career-threatening. I will be okay. But then I'm not going to say he runs away from the spotlight. He just doesn't want it. This man could have had an opportunity to go from the Angels and go play for the hometown Phillies. He could have went back east and played for the Yankees or Mets. He doesn't want any of it. He's just minding his business on a franchise that, quite frankly, nobody cares about. He's also been nursing his injuries. But we know this for sure. When he is playing, he's dangerous. Will the injuries catch up to him? We'll see. But there's also someone who knows how special he is. And if you want to talk about a face of baseball, listen to the former president, Barack Obama, in 2014. He was talking about a farm bill, and somehow, some way, in a presidential address and press conference, Mike Trout was mentioned. Listen.
The bill is not just about helping farmers. Secretary Vilsack calls it a jobs bill, an innovation bill, an infrastructure bill, a research bill, a conservation bill. It's like a Swiss Army knife. It's like Mike Trout. It's like for those of you who know baseball, it's somebody who's got a lot of tools. It multitasks.
And for those of you who know baseball, I think that statement, that sentence in and of itself says a lot. We were talking about Michael Jordan. I don't think he'd go, oh, yeah, for those of you who know basketball, no. Everybody knows who Jordan is. You don't have to explain it. And that's unfortunately one of the problems. That's why I have Mike Trout at number four on my list of top MLB stars. As great as he is, was, and can be. If you know baseball, you know him. If you don't, you don't. Let's move on from number four to this number.
Number three.
People know this guy because he's been around a long-ass time. This man started his career in the year 2001. He's getting ready to wind it down. It doesn't matter if he gets to 700 home runs or if he gets stuck at 694 or he ties Alex Rodriguez at 696. It's Albert Pujols. People know this guy just because he's been around forever. And let me tell you something. He's one of the best baseball players I've ever seen. They called him a machine for a reason. This guy was a freak. You couldn't get anything past him, and he wasn't just some power hitter. He was an abuser. He could hit. Rookie of the Year, two World Series with the Cards, and now he's back to finish out his time. And he's going to go down as one of the greatest of all time. He already is. Someone who could have been one of the greatest of all time if he didn't admit to doing drugs, it's Mark McGwire. And so Peter Gammons, he was on a Rich Eisen show a few years ago, and he was talking about how even Mark McGwire knew Albert Pujols was going to be amazing.
I saw a couple of things about who's the greatest right-handed hitter. You know, and I don't know, you know, if you're going Honus Wagner or, you know, Joe DiMaggio or whatever, but, you know, just from the time in spring training in 2001 when I was there in Jupiter, Florida, actually talking Mark McGwire into doing an interview. And he said, you know, what you really should be doing, Peter, is doing an interview with him. And he turned, pointed towards Albert, who was in the cage. He said, he's going to make the team. He's going to be the rookie of the year. And he's going to end up in the Hall of Fame. So why don't you interview him? So, of course, I did. And Mark McGwire was absolutely right. He was coming out of A-ball to the major leagues, and that began that career. And his numbers are ridiculous. He's been a great, when he was healthy, he was a great defensive first baseman. And to me, you know, for all he does with the different charities and so forth that gets involved, but he's one of the real giants of my 45 years covering baseball.
You know what? You get a lot of rookies that get shot out of a cannon. Albert Pujols was shot out of a cannon and didn't stop. And a rookie is not supposed to bat 329, have 37 home runs and 130 RBIs, and basically replicate those numbers his sophomore season to continue to grow them in his third and fourth. You're not supposed to do that. He took that money from the Angels, and then, yeah, he went the same guy. And now he's going out with a bang at 42 years old. Albert Pujols, when I got to talk about the most famous stars representing baseball in the country for everybody, I got him at number three. Speaking of the Angels and taking money, and hey, let's move on to this number.
Number two.
Come on. Some of the biggest stars in the game, representing the game, not just for baseball fans, for casual fans, just for people. This man plays for the Angels now. He's like Mike Trout, except for he's healthy at this point in time. And you want to talk about being paid? Oh, he's going to make more money than anybody in the game because he's doing something that no one in the game has ever done, and that includes Babe Ruth. Yes, it is Shohei Ohtani, making his debut in 2018, winning Rookie of the Year, hitting and pitching, winning the MVP last year, 46 home runs, 100 RBIs, having an ERA of 3.1 in 23 starts, and this year, oh, not too shabby again. 27 home runs, 72 RBIs, an ERA of 2.8, going on a stretch of games where he did not allow a run. The part that sucks for Ohtani, the Angels are once again in the toilet. 52-72, that's right. Mike Trout and Ohtani are two of the biggest stars in the game, one of the most well-known stars in baseball in the country. And their team sucks. Damn it, the team might get sold. Fired Joe Maddon. They're just a sad, sad bunch. But at least Ohtani will find success somewhere else, likely. Dexter Fowler finished up his career out there with the Angels. And he talked about Ohtani on the Residency podcast, and he talked about how special he is.
He should be the MVP all the time.
Every year.
If he's mediocre, he should be the MVP. Like, nobody does that. Like,
yes. It's impossible.
Yeah. Babe Ruth?
It's impossible.
Yeah, he's the last one.
Who, like, day in and day out, and watching him day in and day out, it's like, it's crazy because, like, he's always with the pitchers. He's never with the hitters.
Yeah.
He's always with the pitchers. And he gets his work in, and he's just like, well, he's special. Like, his batting practice is something like I've never seen before in my life. It's unbelievable. It's like, the ball just keeps going. It keeps going. It keeps going. And it's oppo, too. It's like, it looks like a right-handed pull hitter, and he's hitting balls like, psh.
Yeah, he's selling video games. He's in commercials now. Okay, Ohtani. Okay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're talking about the biggest, most recognizable stars, the faces of baseball. Number one on the other side, here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, first off, for making my drive from the south side of Atlanta to the north side every night bearable.
I always enjoy listening to you, man. Intellectual and introspective. I appreciate you.
I just started listening to you about 6 months ago. Man, I love your show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The beautiful thing about baseball is that year to year, it's not an exact science. Someone who you never heard of will make a gigantic impact. Someone will come up to the majors and just come from rookie ball and destroy the league. Every now and then past couple of seasons, we've had Ohtani. Over the past 20 years, we've had someone like Pujols. We've seen someone who can do it all like a Mike Trout. We know baseball has issues, it has problems, it's trying to fix and rectify them, especially when it comes down to marketing and attention. But with some of the historic performances that we have in the game right now, and some of the conversations we've had around them, I wanted to give you a top six list of baseball's biggest stars, individuals who transcend baseball. I'm not just talking about diehard fans. I'm talking about casuals. Who's the face of the game? Who should be the face of the game? Who's leading the way? Who can carry the torch for the game to say, yeah, I play Major League Baseball, and damn it, everybody knows me. Different time, different era. This is not 98 with McGuire and Sosa. It's not the early 2000s with McGuire. But who can help lead that way? Who's there? Let me give you a quick refresher before I give you number one. And number six, I gave you Clayton Kershaw. One of the big reasons, plays in the second largest media market in the country, Los Angeles. And number five, I gave you Bryce Harper. A phenom, was supposed to be the LeBron James of baseball. But it's had a damn good career up until now. Already a two-time MVP, won it again last year. And number four, I gave you Mike Trout. Absolutely phenomenal. More recently, it's when he plays. He's also quiet, reserved. He should be number one. Should be carrying a torch. But he doesn't want it, and he doesn't need it. $426 million guaranteed. You're damn right he doesn't need it. And number three, Albert Pujols. Told you about him. He's been playing for 20 years now, getting ready to retire. One of the faces of the game, really, because he's been around forever. At number two, biggest stars in baseball, individuals who can transcend the sport, Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, he's not doing what Babe Ruth did. Babe Ruth did not do what he did. Ohtani is hitting and pitching at a high level at the same time. This has not been done in Major League Baseball. And the fact that Shohei Ohtani is on the cover of a video game and is doing commercials, and he's doing it in English, is a boon. It's amazing. It's great. But even Ohtani isn't getting the attention that he deserves. And so I have to talk about a face of baseball. I have to say it's someone who's more relatable and homegrown to the audience here in North America. Hi to my friends who love the Blue Jays. And so that's going to leave me here with only one number left. Which one is it?
Number one.
It's someone who has a legitimate opportunity to break what I find to be the real home run record of 61. We've been talking about him the past few nights. It's Aaron Judge. The man is hitting a home run every single night. Right now, first in home runs at 48. First in RBIs with 105. Has the best OPS in the game right now. Is batting 300. Is not just cracking home runs. Can actually hit the baseball and hit situationally. And he could have won the MVP in his rookie season, where he came out of the box and said, oh yeah, I'm here right now, but here's 52 home runs. Yeah, some guy named Altuve ended up winning it instead, and Aaron Judge, he just basically got his first taste of the majors. There's not a damn thing bad anyone can say about this guy. He's personable. The fans love him. The media appreciates him. And only people that don't appreciate him may be the New York Yankees, because now they're going to have to pay him big time. He has had some injuries. He is a giant of a human being. He's also been someone to be on the late night shows. He's in commercials. But baseball doesn't have that super, superstar. And it should be Aaron Judge. That's why I have him here at number one, even over Ohtani, who in a different era would just be a ridiculous global superstar. Even with this contract situation around Aaron Judge, he's been a true pro. You know, he responded to the Yankees earlier this year with a lot of class when they asked him about his contract and his details being public. This is what he said.
Never been a big concern of mine, you know. It's never the money, the contract, stuff like that has never been, you know, why I play this game, you know. You know, I play this game because I love it. I play this game because, you know, God gave me a gift to be here, and, you know, I never want to take that for granted. So for me, it's never been about the money. I want to play for the Yankees. I want to, you know, be here for a long time, you know, and if it works out, it works out. But if it doesn't, it doesn't. It's out of my hands, you know. I can't really control, you know, that kind of stuff. So for me, it's just been about focusing on the game and playing the game. And, you know, when I'm a free agent and we decide where we go, you know, we'll figure that all out later.
That was courtesy of SNY. He does the right things. He says the right things. He's just a cool-ass dude. And I think he's number one. You talk about the guy at the forefront of baseball right now. The most popular, the most well-known, someone who can lead the way for a sport that needs that guy, it's Aaron Judge. Here's a quick recap. At number six, I gave you Clayton Kershaw. Number five, Bryce Harper. Number four, Mike Trout. Three, Albert Pujols. Two, Ohtani. And I got Judge at number one if we're talking about the current faces of the game. Not talking about the biggest or the best stars. Talking about who's most popular, who's most well-known, who is and who can transcend the game. Ohtani at two, and I have Judge at number one. It's because he's from here, United States of America. I'm going to take your phone calls on the other side. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I appreciate listening to you every night, man, at work, man. It gives me some joy, and I appreciate all your insight.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. With so many just amazing players in baseball, not everybody gets the recognition. With some of the amazing feats, not everybody is recognized. And so when I think about some of those individuals and players, I'm forced to go, well, damn, if I have to think about every sport, it's not difficult to say, oh, well, this is the leader, or these are the faces, or these are the leaders, or the, I mean, it's easy. NBA, you think LeBron, you go Curry, go down the list, you start thinking about Giannis, but it's LeBron. Think about the NFL. You know who it is. It's Tom Brady. In Major League Baseball, you kind of got to go, who? What? Is there one? No, there's not one. And there should be. And so I gave you tonight a top six list of the biggest stars in baseball. And listen to me carefully. This is not a list of the most talented. It's not the list of the current best. I'm talking about biggest stars. I'm talking about players in Major League Baseball who are at the top of the list when it comes down to popularity. visibility, how many people know them, how many casual fans know them. Does America know who the hell they are? What about their skill level? What about their level of success? And so, for instance, there are plenty of players I could have put on the list. Let me give you a recap. And if you missed a minute, you can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind. You can listen to the Odyssey app anytime. You won't miss a minute of the show, and it's free. At number 6, I gave you Clayton Kershaw. At number 5, I gave you Bryce Harper. At number 4, I gave you Mike Trout. At number 3, Albert Pujols. At number 2, Shohei Ohtani. And at number 1, Aaron Judge. If I have to look at these players and their popularity, their visibility, their skill level, their individual and team successes, these are the top and biggest faces and names in baseball. Fernando Tatis Jr., he should be on this list, except for he's been on a little bit of an, I don't want to call it an apology tour, but no, I guess he has been on an apology tour. He ain't on the list right now. If you would have asked me 2 seasons ago, when he burst onto the scene, I'd say, hell yeah, Tatis Jr., he'd probably be number 1 here. I actually sat here on air and said that he needs to get pushed as the face of baseball, but not right now. He got some cleaning up to do. And there are other names. I'll let you fill in the blanks. Guys who I considered and didn't put on the list, someone like Mookie Betts. Between him and Clayton Kershaw, I said, oh, yeah, well, you know, multiple championships, MVPs here for between them. But Kershaw, he's been around longer, and he's in L.A. He's beloved. I think he's more well-known across the country amongst people who aren't baseball fans and Mookie Betts. So let's get into it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about the biggest MLB stars. I got Aaron Judge at number 1. Tom is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I live for this top 6 list. Whatever you and David are doing to compile this thing, it drains the vocabulary of superlatives. I love the top 6 list. And saying that, I agree with everything you say. He's not a top 6 guy, but okay. He's a mentionable. Uh-huh. And he's a pitcher that is a White Sox killer. His name is Garrett Cole. He drives me nuts because he kills him. He kills my White Sox. Garrett Cole belongs on maybe a top 10 list, but not a top 6 list.
I don't know. I think there are other pitchers. Well, first of all, Garrett Cole also drives New York Yankee fans crazy, and he pitches for the Yankees. I would say Max Scherzer before Garrett Cole. I would go ahead and even Justin Verlander. I mean, we considered him for the list.
Yep.
And
yep.
But if I'm thinking about popularity, I don't know if Verlander is there. He's certainly going to go into the Hall of Fame. But Garrett Cole, I'm not so sure. I think Garrett Cole, and thank you, Tom, for calling from Chicago. Garrett Cole can pitch 6-7 shutout innings, and then he'll have 1 inning where he gives up 4 or 5 runs. You just have to hope it just doesn't happen. Nah, Garrett Cole. And to be honest, I don't know if Garrett Cole is someone that everybody knows. I don't think so. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Robert is calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on there?
What's up?
Well, first of all, since they started checking hands, wasn't Garrett Cole done?
His spin rate has dropped. He's still a very good pitcher, but he has his blips.
Yeah, and, I heard you talking about Bryce Harper, and you put the guy from the Angels in there. Have you ever been to Florida and driving through and you see the signs for the world's largest alligator?
I've seen the world's largest alligator on the internet. Robert, do you have me on speakerphone?
No.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're calling me from the bathroom, but just try to go ahead.
Well, the thing is, that's how often you see Mike right now. You know, you never see the world's largest alligator because he's always away. He's not there. And that's how Mike Trout is. And who remembers the last time he really played?
A couple months ago. But what's your point?
Well, in my opinion, Bryce Harper is above him. The guy has two MVPs. And just really quickly, you're talking about a guy who came from the A ball that's tearing up the league now. Try Gus Grissom from the Braves. He's tearing things up now. And I think he made the eventually on that list.
Yeah, well, he's been around for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but he's still tearing them up. Enjoy your show, brother.
Well, thank you, Rob. Appreciate you for calling from Charlotte. Hey, he's been playing for 2 weeks. I see him. I'm right here in Atlanta. I see him. I see the young guys. The reason why I don't have any of the ridiculously young guys on the list right now is because they're young guys. They aren't the faces of the game. I mean, there's plenty of guys. So we see this all the time. This guy's here, and this guy's that, and this guy can be an all-star. Yeah, there's plenty of guys who can be an all-star. But I'm talking about the biggest names in the game right now, individuals who are representative of the game. Is that going to be Albert Pujols in a month's time? No. But for right now, he is. So he's been in the public conscious, smacking home runs and getting paid big money now for the better part of 20 years. By the time we get to next season, Clayton Kershaw, he may not be on the list because his ass might not be playing. But with your point about Bryce Harper and Mike Trout, man, it's almost a draw right there. It almost is. You can go one over the other. Both of them, unfortunately, have dealt with injuries. Both of them have been phenoms. Mike Trout should be way higher. That's if he wanted to talk. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. We're talking big MLB stars. Who's the biggest? I say Judge.